Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Heinie Sand. Batting second. The right fielder, Cy Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Wrightstone. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Harper. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chicken Hawks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Clarence Huber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Freiberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Ring. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jimmy Ring. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hawks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hawks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moranville for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Heinie Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Griffith. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sand moves to third. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fragaw. Sand scores. Williams scores. Wrightstone moves to second. It's 2-0, Phillies. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Grigsby. Harper reaches second base with a double. Wrightstone scores. It's 3-0, Phillies. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 4-0, Phillies. Chicken Hawks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weiss. Hawks reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber strikes out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Ring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Burns now playing left field. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Griffith moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Huber fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Heinie Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sand hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball four. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville takes first base on ball four. Adams moves to second. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0-for-1 in the game. Fraga takes first base on ball four. Adams moves to third. Moranville moves to second. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Grigsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Moranville scores. Fraga moves to second. It's 4-2, Phillies. Jack Knight now pitching. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Griffith hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Phillies. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Chicken Hawks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hawks hits a line drive into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0-for-1 in the game. Huber strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hawks fields the ball and throws to Knight covering. Safe. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Mike Gonzalez pinch hits for Guy Bush. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand fields it and throws to second for the out. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Phillies. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Adams moves to second. It's 5-4, Phillies. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fragaugh hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Wilbur Cooper now pitching. Jack Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is called out on strikes. One out. Heinie Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mokin pinch hits for Cy Williams. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Burns now playing right field. Johnny Mokin now playing left field. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hawks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grigsby for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Griffith hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffith moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Johnny Couch now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground for an out. Grimm moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Huber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Griffith scores. Grimm moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Phillies, 5. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Wilson to Sand covering second. The throw back to home, and Hartnett is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Chicken Hawks. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0-for-2 in the game. Huber takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Fonseca now playing first base. Butch Henlein now catching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moranville for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fragaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grigsby hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Couch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Couch hits a fly ball into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sand hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mokin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Couch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Moken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Huber hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Wally Kimmick pinch hits for Johnny Couch. Wally Kimmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sand takes first base on ball 4. Kimmick moves to second. Johnny Moken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moken is 0-for-2 in the game. Moken hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Huck Betts now pitching. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fraygaugh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Fraygaugh reaches second base with a double. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grigsby bunts towards the mound. Betts fields it and throws to first for the out. Fraygaugh moves to third. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand fields it and throws to home to get Fraygaugh. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffith. The throw from Henlein and he is out, Freiberg applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Wendell pinch hits for George Harper. Lou Wendell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wendell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henlein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.